The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great. If 2013 was the year you bought a home, first of all, let me say congratulations, right? Because now you can truly make that house your home. And so we can help make that experience as rewarding as possible, House Logic has come up with a list of about a half a dozen mistakes new homeowners often make.
I like avoiding uh-ohs. I know one, of course, because we've talked about it so often, not knowing where the main water shutoff valve is.
Mm-hmm. You are right about that. You know, water from a burst or broken plumbing pipe can spew dozens of gallons into your home's interior in a matter of minutes. And we've talked about water damage is one of the worst things that can happen to your house. It's also one of the most common of all household insurance claims.
Right. And a quick reaction by knowing where that valve is can stave off big damage.
Absolutely right again. So find your water shutoff valve as soon as you move in. And if you're not sure where it is, get a plumber to help you find it and test it. And then you need to make sure that everyone in the family knows where it's located and how to close the valve. You can use a little penetrating oil on the valve stem to make sure it'll work when you really need it to.
Okay. Number two mistake to avoid here.
So maybe one of the first projects you want to do is to plant some bushes or build a fence. And to do so, that means you're going to need to dig. But you don't want to dig a hole until you call 811. Otherwise, you might hit a gas pipe or cables or something else. 811 is the National Dig Safety Hotline. The hotline will contact all your local utilities, who will then come out to your property, often within a day, and mark the location of all your underground pipes, cables, wires. They usually use different colors so you can tell what's what. And in fact, in many states, calling 811 is the law. So if you dig and don't do that, you could be stuck with some hefty fines. Ready for number three?
Yep.
Okay, not checking the slope of foundation soil. Now, most people don't think about doing this when they move into a new home, but the ground around your foundation should slope away from your house at least 6 inches over 10 feet.
Okay, explain why.
Well, that's to make sure that water from rain and melting snow doesn't soak the soil around your foundation walls. And that would build up pressure on them that can cause leaks and even cracks in your foundation. That's something we've talked about previously on the show, too. So, and while you're at this, in terms of, you know, managing water and keeping it out of your house, make sure your downspouts extend at least 5 feet away from your house.
Okay. I'm on HouseLogic.com now. I'm peeking. I'm looking over your shoulder here. And number four on the list of this new homeowner don'ts is carelessly drilling into walls.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Because when you move in, what's one of the first things you're going to want to do? You're going to want to hang shelves, maybe put in a closet system, hang your art.
Uh-huh.
But you need to be real careful because you could be drilling into plumbing pipes, duct work, your cables, and then you create another big uh-oh for yourself.
Yeah, fortunately, now they've got the stud sensor.
Right, and they are really helpful. It detects changes in density, and that is how it sniffs out where studs are and cables and ducts. But the thing is, they aren't foolproof. So you want to drill only 1.25 inches deep at the max. That's enough to clear drywall and plaster, but it's not deep enough to reach most wires and pipes. Now, household wiring generally runs horizontally from outlet to outlet, about 8 inches to 2 feet from the floor. So you want to mark that in your mind as a no-drill zone. You also want to stay clear of vertical locations above and below wall switches because you're going to have wires running along studs to reach those switches.
Okay, so give us one more here.
Okay, so maybe you're in your new home and you're looking out the window and you think, boy, that tree is blocking my view. It's got to go. But the risk of taking it down yourself is not worth it. Even small trees, they can fall awkwardly, damaging your house, your property, your neighbor's property. In fact, in some locales, you have to obtain a permit before you can cut down a tree. Really, it's cutting down a tree is kind of an art, and that's really best left to a professional tree service. Plus, before you take down a tree, remember that it's your trees that help preserve your property values, and they can also provide shade that's going to cut your energy bills.
Ah, another good reason to consider it. Pamela, thank you. For more homeowner tips, of course, you can visit houselogic.com/radio and be sure to visit House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, again, Happy New Year.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.